The focus for this guided meditation involves three particular qualities of attention that are mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta and the Anapanasati Sutta. Atapi, Sampajanya, and Sati, translated as diligent, presently aware mindfulness. Or present. So in doing this meditation, we start with the basic principle of aiming attention at the beginning of the in-breath and maintaining a persistent, curious awareness for the duration of the in-breath. And then repeating that procedure for the out-breath. Diligence means being very persistent and intentional in investigating the nature of each breath. Is it longer or shorter in duration? Sensation more noticeable or more subtle? And the Sampajanya part, clear comprehension, relates to noticing the details of sensation with each breath. And of course, all of this is in the field of mindfulness. Present moment awareness. Let the breathing find its own pace. It's normal when you are engaging in mindfulness of breathing for there to be some artificiality, some change in the way you breathe that seems to be maybe even a bit forced. This is part of investigating the breath. It's part of being diligent. It's okay for that to happen. The more persistent we are in monitoring the breath, the more the breath finds its own rhythm. So the notion of trying to control the breath diminishes. One of the ways that I encourage people to cultivate this skill is to imagine that you're bringing attention to the sensation of breathing in the same way that you would bring a paintbrush loaded with paint to a wall. If your pressure against the wall is too slight, there will be skips in the way the paint applies to the wall. If you press too hard, then there would be streaks of paint that run down the wall. So you want to find that right level of intentional, interested investigation. And that takes practice. First goal with this practice is to be able to stay with noticing the breath sensations for several breaths in a row without interruption. So practice doing that. Of course, your mind will wander. It's the nature of the mind to be open to whatever kind of novelty occurs. Use that intentionality, that investigative quality, that diligence to notice it. And then bring attention back to the breath. Quality of atapi, of diligence. Perhaps you can understand it as earnestness or sincerity or decisiveness. Keep deciding to be presently aware, which is the sati, the mindfulness part. And with that decisive awareness, to notice as fully as possible exactly what's happening with each breath in an ongoing way. One of the obstacles in this practice is a kind of forgetfulness. The intentionality, the determination drops away and the mind gets captured by distraction or by boredom or dullness. Simply notice this, which re-engages the diligence and the investigation and the mindfulness, going back to the breath, renewing that committed, intentional investigation. Stay with the process. diligent, mindful investigation of each breath is what we're practicing here. It's important to closely coordinate this quality of diligence, earnestness, intentional decisiveness with mindfulness, present moment awareness. Otherwise, the mind easily drifts off. And then bring along with those two qualities of attention what's called clear comprehension, which is basically noticing in more detail, more completely, just what is passing through awareness, in this case, the sensation of breathing. as you persist in being diligent, clearly comprehending, and mindful, in order to notice the fullness of the in-breath and the fullness of the out-breath with less and less distraction. See if you can notice that as well, your awareness becomes more vivid. The sensations of breathing are more noticeable, more detailed. It's like a zoom lens has been activated. This comes when you are able to stay with the breath for several cycles of breathing in and breathing out without interruption. And of course, this same heightened sensitivity, vividness, also can be applied to whatever distracts you, which might make the distraction more engaging, more seductive. But this is where the diligence plays in. You simply notice it for what it is, in all of its detail, all of its vividness, and then decisively go back to looking closer at each breath. Should you forget to be diligent, clearly comprehending, and mindful, just accept that and then re-engage back to the breath. This is the training.
Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.